Yeah, it is, brother.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live of the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and it's Free Fall Friday, y'all. We're going to talk a little bit about whatever it is you want to talk about. Number to call, 646-668-8743. We're going to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. I'm opening the phone lines today, and I hope that you guys can give me some things that you want to talk about because it's Free Fall Friday. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about our young ladies. Why is it so hard for them to find the right mate, and why they don't find the right mate in life, choose the right companions in life? There's a lot of science behind this, y'all, and I'm telling you, it's stuff that we really need to be looking at right now while they're in school, while they're young ages. We need to see how they interact with the opposite sex right now, and the things that they like determines a lot of who they end up spending the rest of their life with, if that is the case. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Also, I want to talk a little bit about next week. We're going to be joined by Mayor Walker Reed. He's going to come on the show on Monday, so you guys definitely want to check that out. And I'm going to tell you some other places that you can listen to Live in the Day with Jay radio show. I got a lot of things that I'm trying to get done with this radio show. Need the support. I'm just going to throw that out there. And I'm hoping that somebody out there find it within their hearts to try to bless the show a little bit with some of the needs that we need to have met. That number again, 646-668-8743. Also, do you guys in the Gastonia area, do you guys think that we're ready for this election that's coming up, or do you think that we need more time? I've heard all kinds of things, and we're going to talk about why one of the candidates decided they did not want to come on the show. We're going to talk about that, too, and I want to talk about what you guys want to talk about. It's Free for All Friday, guys. You definitely, and I mean definitely, a lot in the day with Jay.
Ain't no stopping, nothing. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping, nothing. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
You make me feel outside. What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, don't forget, Monday's show, we will be joined by none other than the mayor of Gastonia, Walker Reed. He's going to come on and he's going to talk about his upcoming campaign and what we can expect from Walker Reed camp in 2020. So, you guys don't want to miss that show. Speaking of, I was going to have some of the candidates that wanted to be write-in candidates. From my understanding, there's a few out there right now in the Gastonia area. We were going to have them on. I haven't reached out to all of them. I did reach out to one, and they decided they did not want to come on the show. So I, you know, sorry, guys. I tried everything I could to get them on the show. Couldn't get them on the show. So hopefully... they will change their mind maybe and come on the show and tell us what their plans are as a write-in candidate. That's all we can do is ask to see if they are wanting to come on the show. Before we went to break, I said something about our young people, about our females, that is, and why do they pick some of the companionship that they do when they get a little older. And I say this meaning, have you ever been somewhere and you see a young girl dressed real nice, carries herself very respectful, and speaks eloquently, you know, it just has a nice aura about her. And you see her boyfriend and he has his pants hanging down. You know, I don't know about the gold teeth in the mouth. You know, people can do whatever they want to when it comes to that. But you wonder, how are they a fit? And you know, and it's interesting that people actually are, I guess they say opposites attract. I don't really know if that's the case, if opposites do attract. But what I will say is that there are a lot of young ladies out there who really settle for the lesser of a man, and I don't understand why, but I know it's a lot to do with how they were brought up and how people perceive them, or how they want people to perceive them growing up. And, you know, sometimes they just choose the wrong mate or companion, you know, and that can go flip. That can go the other way too. Young men can choose a woman that is just not compatible with them, but they settle. And sometimes I don't understand that. Number to call 646-668-8743. And we often can pick up on those things at an early age of how they treat their friends, how they treat their parents, how their parents treat them. That has a lot to do with it. What goes on in the home has a lot to do with it. And, you know, and it spills over into how they learn, how they adapt socially. And we need to start looking at that. We need to start looking at that, because I think there's an offset of people who are with one another that really don't need to be with each other, if I may say that. And lo and behold, we got abuse. We don't like to talk about that, but it's something that happens. It happens in relationships, and it shouldn't happen. And it happens on both sides. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I don't understand, you know, how a person can find themselves to physically abuse people that they say they love. I don't get it. I don't get it. I guess you can say that, you know, there's a lot of things I don't get, just like I don't get why we don't do what we're supposed to with each other in the community. And that's a big one. We need to do a whole lot better, a whole lot better than what we're doing. And we haven't been doing that. We haven't been doing that at all. And I think, you know, I know you guys get tired of hearing me rant and rave about what we need to do in our community, but I mean, truth is truth. We need to do things in our community, and I don't know why we choose not to. I don't know why we choose not to do the things that we need to do in our community. I don't know if this caller is wanting to talk, but I'm going to bring you on. If you don't want to talk, that's cool.
Yeah, bro. Come on, bro.
How you doing, caller? You on there?
Yo, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
My name is Jeff from the Catapult. I'm feeling good. I'm here on Blog Talk. I'm on Spreaker.com after the fact and iHeartRadio Network. I figured I'd call into your show. I have music in the background. You can't hear it, but I'm live on Spreaker. So you're talking about the community that you come from, right?
Yeah.
The country,
definitely.
The way they treat people, correct? Here's the problem. Abuse. What about the abuse? There's a lady on YouTube with Pickle Boy, and here's the problem, sir. You know why people abuse other people? Because they have power over somebody, just like sexual harassment, the ice skating and the gymnastics, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like if I work for a nursing home, some people, I don't know, for some reason, instead of helping a child grow old and giving them a base to be on in your community and watch them become 15, 16, 21, 22 and be successful, I don't know. People just for some reason get a thrill out of making somebody cry or hurt. I think people get that big thrill out of hurting some people. They start with animals, sir. killing cats and dogs and working your way up to the humans. Look at Jeffrey Dahmer. You get my point. But people love to have control, and they usually they work with fear because people think for some reason, just like break off a switch, bitch. They always hear that in the African community with Adrian Peterson. You don't need to draw blood to get love. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to do that behavior. And I think it's very prevalent in the African American community. Anybody can father a child, but being a dad is one thing. But that's the missing father factor is in this country. Period. And it drives me insane. It really does. If they don't have the base anymore in schools and or at home, and I think your self-respect and how you treat women and how you treat women, and starts at home. It's how
it
you
does.
Are brought up to respect people as a grown-ass man or woman. If a woman's looking for a man, right, and let's just say I'm a woman, I meet you, right? I'm on the – and how you treat your mother or other women or even how you meet a waitress in a restaurant is how you're going to treat me. So how a man conducts himself in public is how he will conduct himself. I just think some people – people look at athletes like heroes. They're not. They're just simply they're role models. Not role models, but they're legendary figures. But I just think there's too much of this inappropriate behavior in these inner communities. Like I've said, I'm a man of color. I'm white. Okay. We have to start. Like I went down to Memphis and saw where the king was murdered in cold blood. Right. And I was like, they said the content of your character. I've always liked what he said, that the context of your character, of how your life is, and you have to stop separating each other by color, but I think separate by how we are in life. Just like Baltimore, all cities are it sucks, but it starts in the inner community, it starts in the homes, anything else is getting people to get along and respect each other for your differences and listen to people, regardless of where you put your crank, who you go down on, where you live, what God you belong to, behave yourself, stay out of prison. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. So in saying
just,
that, how are we, do we need to demand better, leadership in our communities, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get Donald Trump. I was a Republican, didn't vote the guy, but we have to worry about our community, not Donald Trump. I know how to treat my wife down the hallway. I was taught by my mother and my father, okay? It starts in the community. Don't look down at Donald Trump for any help. He's a philanderer, cheated on his wife, okay? Was friends with a guy who trafficked in children. That man should have been executed the first time. He wouldn't have this problem. So I'd rather be the mayor of my community here. I'm serious. Well, I'm just serious. I mean, I think you should have public execution of rapists, child molesters, abusers within 24 hours. You wouldn't have this problem. If you didn't execute the first time, we would have this conversation. But I think you have to look, you should basically learn how in your community, and I think especially in the African American community, that the way to success is not on a basketball court or a football field. It's in school, good education. They're begging for machinists, plumbers, electricians, a lot of good jobs here in the great state of Minnesota. As long as you pass the piss test and can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, there's a lot of jobs here for $24-$25 an hour, free health care. The break rooms have free food, everything. Come in, do your job, and guess what? You'll live a good life. In Minnesota, we have cold weather, but so what? We're not perfect, but I've been in every state of the union. I like Minnesota, whatever it may be, but we have to demand more from our community leaders. And I've always said, I think the worst leader in the African-American community is Mr. Jackson. I think he's the worst philanderer out there. And here's the problem. I think a lot of the African-American leaders are a lot like the Palestinian government. They want to keep the African-American people poor and stupid and control you instead of go out and get a job. Barack Obama, if you listen to what he did for 8 years, he would hint like, go out and get a job. Let's work. But he would have considered if Barack Obama would have said that, he would have accused of being a house Negro or an Uncle Tom because he was like, hey, we have to go work. But you got to have some role model out there to say, hey, I have a girlfriend of mine. She married a very nice a friend of mine, African American gentleman. He married a white girl, and the white girls hated her because she married a smart African American, articulate, hardworking African American man, which are tough to find in the community African American. an African-American man that works for a living instead of wants to sing rap music and father 10 children. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they tough to find in the community. That's a little stereotypical. Because I know a lot of young African-American males and females that are very intelligent in the community. They don't just follow rap.
Right.
It's some of our young people might follow rap, but some of our young people are starting to wise up also. So I think that might have been something
right.
that was happening in the older days, but right now I don't see it like that. I see that there's a lot
I'm sure they have a lot of hidden. They have a lot of hidden messages in rap, disrespecting women. I get it. I get it. Here's the problem. Pumpkin ball, NBA, nothing but ass clowns, I call it. I have speculation. Sports, we speculate. You win. Hang on a minute. I get the music. Namestay is on here. This one's Namestay. Anyways, but I see a lot of this behavior in pumpkin ball. The basketball players want to be rappers. Rappers want to be pumpkin ball players. Anybody can rap, not even play pumpkin ball. But I just don't see a lot of African-American children having role models of their color in this country. They see too much of this rap, this stuff up on the stage with no shirt on, dancing, fathering children. Look at Adrian Peterson, all these athletes. Here's your chance to be a role model. There's very few out there, but the role model is such a community. I don't understand. I just see too much of that stuff. I know a lot of good African American men that can't find women of color that aren't bright enough, and they will go out. They will marry outside their race because they want someone that's smart. Because my man, old man, always told me, you want loyalty, you can marry a dog. You want to go far, marry a smart woman, regardless of the color.
I hear you. This Free Fall Friday, and I hear you, and I understand your viewpoint, but again, there's some very smart African American females out there. I don't think the fact that African American males can't, I don't think that they can't find smart enough African American females. I think sometimes that can be a little bit intimidating to our African American males, which it shouldn't be. It should be held up to
Men are scared of smart women. They are very scared. My wife's a lawyer. She's a smart woman. Okay. Men are always scared of women that are smart. God forbid some woman who's supposed to lay in her back, take a doggy cell, give you a couple of children, and cook your meal and blow you in the morning and you go to work. I mean, that's the problem. God forbid it's 50-50. She's got big tits. She can suck a basketball through a hose. She can ride a stolen bicycle. But God damn it, you want her to be able to understand that life in general be. She look beautiful in jeans and dashing in a dress, willing in white, badass in black, beautiful in blue, and ravishing in red, and it's perfect in pink. But it's hard to find women out there that just are tough of color, women, because they're told just to make babies, lie on your back, and cook me food. And I'm just saying, African American, I can't find good looking African American women.
I don't think you're looking in the right place.
Run with poor people. I don't run with poor people. Okay, I don't. I run with people with money, and I run with people that are smart. I strong with good people, and I have African American men that are smarter than me, and they're articulate. They can't find one of color. They do have to go out and get some good looking white girl because they'll need African American women. Can't speak and they spell. And the two will
be. Where you say? You say you're in Minnesota? You're in Minnesota?
I live in the great state of Minnesota, the liberal state. We take anybody, one come all. There's a lot of good looking sisters. I've been to Hot Atlanta, but all they want to do is just, impregnate. Let's have some. I'm just telling you, it's hard to find good looking African American.
You mean Hot Atlanta? That's past it. I ain't calling it Hot Atlanta.
There's some hot sisters. See, if I'm single tomorrow, if I was going to date or marry a hot sister, I want all natural. I want it thick. I want her hair to be natural. I don't want any blonde African-American woman. I want to be all African. I want to be all sister. I want you to make me scream. I want you to own me. I want you to be this strong African woman. You are who you are. You're thick.
Yeah, you're right.
You've got everything upstairs.
Yeah, guys, we're not doing that. I actually just lost them. But hey, it is what it is, man. I just lost them. I don't know why, but we're not doing that. There is plenty of beautiful, smart African-American women that I know. I don't know what he's talking about. But, you know, it's Free Fall Friday. I give you your own voice. I want you to say what you want to say. And he come on and he said what he wanted to say. He might call us back and he might not. I don't know. But hopefully he will. If so, I'll put him back on and we'll go from there. But I feel that we definitely have to hold ourselves at a higher standard when it comes to our kids picking companions. I don't mean we got to pick a form. What I'm saying is we got to make sure that they are cognizant enough to know that they have self-worth. They have self-worth and that they need to utilize that when they are choosing themselves a companion. That was crazy. Number to call, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Yo, it's hard where I come from. Though God got his one son, his body's by the lump sum, and shot is from a young crumb. Everybody's poverty stricken, sick of you dum-dums. These blood suckers ain't worth the wipe of a bum-bum. Selling jumps, peddling guns, felons that's on a run. Disrespect our melanin, heaven sent, all we know is fun. Captivated like monkeys, captured by master masons. We sleep, but we don't dream, so we lack in imagination. Pacification got me breaking, classification. Code of the streets, got us stuck in massive frustration. Call our brothers niggas, tell them it's a term of endearment. We don't know ourselves, so the title makes us relive it. Mama broke, papa tied up by a rope. 9 to 5 is a joke, so they supply dope instead of trying to rise with hope. If you don't play this in your CD or your playlist, I'm fed up with being underfed and unappreciated. Chicken soup for the soul, the key to the pigeon coop. Imagine if we didn't surrender our inner truth. Then excuses like we're indentured wouldn't be an excuse for our kids on the loose. As mothers over-reproduce, fathers skip out just to find a freak to let up in the house. The way we live in is synonymous to wicked south. Only we lynch ourselves, it's frail like a witch's veil. What we inhale tips the Richter scale, pick a nail. And drive it in a palm, rise up in a storm. Christian or a prophet of Islam, it's a state of emergency.
Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real whack now, everybody's done. It's the tale of a black man, let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand.
Yo, hey yo, we're running out of time. Brothers need to change their mind. Reconstruct your inner design, you get up to climb. Yo, they laughing at us behind doors. Supplying wars, we kill for blind cars. Just to shop to find stores. Sickening, we're bickering, I can hear them snickering. All the years of sending us out gave me thicker skin, like a rhinoceros. It's utterly preposterous why we hate to smile. Why does love for man not exist? I try to sidestep the politics, but bottomless feelings and self-hatred makes us undervalue scholarships. Chop your nose, bleach your skin, get a weed, seek revenge. Even then you won't solve the issues that's rooted deep within. We cherish material merits, not marriage and reward street loyalty instead of courage and bearing. Dougie dancing, we looking like dummies, damn it. Make 100 million, lose it all with no money managed. Cop the latest chain, rims and a Kia cane. We are lame, spinning in a lane. I aim to rearrange, see the pain. Every time I read the morning news, it's a holocaust, war of Jews. That we dying over shoes and booze. Rules of the game ain't changed none. How we gonna move forward? We don't know where we came from. It's a strange hum in the air, you can call it a vibration. Negative static, we need electric relaxation. In a state of emergency.
Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real wack now. Everybody's done, it's the tale of a black man. Let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand. State of emergency.
We are the future. Think it's time we recognize that. Stop dying for nothing and start living for something. Feel me.
Hey yo, the cycle is deadly. We view life as so petty. It's like we're living just to die. Got the rifle already. We rather club, tripping blood, same dirt, different tubs. That are switching it up. We find solace in living thugs, glorifying poisonous images, ignorant scrimmages, menacing on paper to the judge, Andrea sentences. You switch up faster than an unexpected hiccup. You feel me? Put your hands in the sky like a sticker. Black on black track records whack. We need corrective acts to move forward in this life instead of back. And they wonder why their records don't sell, cause they're scared to recognize their own hell in your closed shell. They will respect us more if our perspective was less is more. Less ignorance, more knowledge on a quest to score. Sure, I love my brothers and my sisters. Hunger's in us. We don't recognize the value, so we suffer illness. Bad grammar, scared to talk proper, making fun of smarts. Pants sag, show your ass, waste your money just to floss. I speak sincerely, so you feel me like a group. In an attempt to free you from the boat and loosen up the rope. The days are getting darker, losing all our fathers, sons, husbands, and warriors to garbage. It's time we bring our seeds to full harvest. The power we can harness, if we only unify, we will be monstrous. State of emergency.
Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real wack. Everybody's dying, it's the tale of a black man. Let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand. State of emergency. Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real wet now. Everybody's dying, it's the tale of a black man. Let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand. State of emergency. Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, I want to take the time now real quick to thank those guys in South Philly, Chicago, Little Rock, Arkansas, Montgomery, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Seattle. I appreciate the love you guys have shown to the show and continue to give me that support, y'all, because I really need it. This is how we are going to get this show to the next level. You guys, if you want to donate to the show, I've told you how to donate to the show. You can get at me at James J Radio on Facebook Messenger, or you can send it to Cash App at J Radio Show on Cash App. So before we went to our break, it's Free Fall Friday. I'll let you explain and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on here within reason, and open the phone lines up. Had a young man come on the show. I think he has a show on this network also. And he wanted to talk about some failures in the black community. Now, he was doing okay for a while. And then he wanted to specifically talk about African-American females and African-American males. Why African-American males go to date people outside of their race. And he spoke about how African-American males can't find smart enough African-American females, so they go outside their race and date white girls. He specifically used white girls. And, people could think what they want to, but let me tell you something. Just because a black man goes and date a white girl, don't mean that white girl is smarter than the sisters in the community. So I don't know how he got that analogy real quick and how he come up with that, that's the problem. That's what's going on, because I don't feel that way. There's lots of smart African-American females in our community, lots of smart black females in our community that, sometimes intimidate black men. Sometimes intimidate other men, you know, and that's all it is to it. But I don't think every male is afraid of a smart female. Because me, personally, my wife's smart as a whip, and I love it. I mean, why wouldn't I? I think people who don't want their significant other or whoever they're dating or whatever case may be to be a little smarter than them or on the same level as them, I think they have insecurities themselves. And I was not going to sit here and let this man berate our African-American community. Let me berate our African-American community because I live in it and I know he don't live in it. So it is what it is, but it's Free Fall Friday. I did want to give him his chance to speak. Now, number to call 646-668-8743. Talked a little bit about why we were not going to be joined by some of the other write-in candidates. And from my understanding, I said in Gastonia that there are a few more write-in candidates. I did not know. I don't know if they're serious or not. I haven't reached out to find out. But the one that we were going to have on, and I won't call his name right now, but he decided he did not want to come on the show, which is okay. It's okay. That's his choice. You don't want to come on the show, you don't have to. But on the same token, we're not going to stop talking about the election because he's decided he's not going to come on the show. So I wish him all the luck or best of luck. And the platform's still open if you decide to come on. But on the same token, the show will go on. We will continue to talk about what's going on in our community, what's plaguing our community. Now, this young man that was on a little bit ago that talked about the African-American, well, the black females. Y'all, I don't really like using the African-American mess. I like saying black. But he was talking about the black females and black males. He did have a point, semi. He did have a point, though, a little, when he talked about the leaders in the community. Now, I don't quite view what he took as a viewpoint for the community, but he is along the lines of what's right when it comes to some of the leaders in the communities. Right now, I don't think we have leaders who want to keep black people at bay and keep them less than who they are, because at the end of the day, some of the black leaders, they're black leaders. They're black people. They don't want to keep our people at bay. But we do have some that do not want to cross that threshold, does not want to cross that line of becoming more voiceful than they feel like they should be. I'll put it that way. They don't want to rock the boat, as Aaliyah say. They don't want to do that. But we should be smart enough to know when we have those who call themselves leaders in our community that are playing games like that. We should be smart enough to know that that's someone we don't want to follow. You always have a choice. That's a great thing that God gives us. He gives us a gift. Choice. And sometimes we are too stupid to even utilize our gift of choice. Sometimes we are so gullible to where we want to continue to be followers instead of leading. We don't want to use our choice, our gift of choice. We just do what the next person's doing. That's not a choice. That's being weak. And a lot of times that's what goes on in our community. We get weak individuals who stand up, who has a platform sometimes, or have a little following, and they continue to take from our community and don't give anything back. And here we are standing with an empty bag talking about, man, I believe in them. That happens all the time. But now it's time for it to stop. If you guys have a community leader that is trying to make things happen in your community for the better, that listens to you, that supports you, that has your agenda and not theirs, support them. If you have those that are in the community that listens to you but don't listen to you, that's always popping their mouth, that's saying a lot of ignorant things on social media, and y'all, I've seen a lot of ignorant things these last 2 weeks on social media, a lot of ignorant things. When you got those type of people and they are continuing to say, I got you, I got you, I got you. But all you're seeing is a comedy show every time something comes out of their mouth, you have to run the other way. Know that you do not need to be in the circumference of that person or that individual, that is. Stop being followers, y'all, because that's what they harp on in our community, is that we are such followers, we can't think to ourselves. And when we have somebody that's in place that is doing the things that we want done, we tend to turn our back. You know what? That is the craziest thing I ever seen. And I did not want to get off into this today, but it's Free for All Friday, so we might as well. That is the craziest thing I have ever seen in my life. It's for you to turn your back on someone who is giving you what you have been sitting up saying you wanted. Well, you know what? They've done it to Dr. King. They've done it to Malcolm X. They've done it to Mega Evans. They've done it to Rosa Parks. What makes you think they won't do it now? And that's sad that I can pop off that many names of people who have been done dirty by their own people. And we're continuing that cycle right now. Oh, but you let somebody say something about 44, and we get upset. Why? Why do we get upset when we sit there and do the same thing to each other every day? We got to get it together. We got to get it together. And I know a lot of you are saying, well, you know, I know you reference Dr. King a lot. Well, I do. I reference Dr. King because Dr. King, he gave a lot up for his people. He was unapologetically Black. Malcolm X was unapologetically Black. You cannot put a value on those type of people. Who do we have now in our circumference who is unapologetically Black? Who? Who? I'll do better than that. For all my people that's listening from the Gastonia area, for all those people, tell me who is unapologetically Black in the Gastonia area that you feel very comfortable with giving your support to. Tell me. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Caller, welcome to the show. Oh, they just hung up on me. I guess they thought I was going to call on them. I appreciate it, Lindsay. I appreciate it. And you're right, I am. I am unapologetically Black. And I'm going to stay that way. And I'm going to continue to fight for what's right. Because if I don't, then, I mean, what good do I have? I feel like this is my purpose. I feel like this is my purpose here, is to give you the platform and give you the information that you need and let you do with what you want to do with the information. That's what I feel. You know, I'm not here to bash other races, because I'm not going to do that. Because at the end of the day, I've said it all along, we all have to be on the same platform. We all have to be able to speak the same language to one another. Yes, there's differences. Yes, there's differences in how we grew up. Yes, there's differences in how we get treated today. I acknowledge that. I'm not going to let that be a stumbling block to my success or to leading someone else to a road of success. But I acknowledge that, and I know it's there. I know racism still exists. And if you don't think racism still exists, then you're living in a glass bubble that is about to shatter. It still exists, y'all. I have people tell me all the time, yeah, but not on the level that you think, man. It's on a grander scale right now, because it's psychological right now. And a lot of people don't understand that it's psychological. But on the same token, there are some good people out there. There are some people out there that I trust everything with, that are not like me, that are not Black. I don't know how you guys take that, but just know that we have to do better. That's right, Austin. I appreciate it, man. TJ, I appreciate it. We have to know that there are some things put in place for us to not succeed. And if we continue to follow the path that we have been going so far with not wanting to support one another, not wanting to uplift one another, not wanting to give a shoulder for one another to cry on when we need it. Because I'm telling you, man, this rough out here. It's not easy. Y'all think this radio stuff is easy? This stuff is not easy. I deal with so many people who just don't want to see me, you, or the next person get to the next level. And they try to throw a fork in every game that they can. But you know what? We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep talking. I'm going to keep giving you this platform because that's what it's all about. And for those that just because you don't see eye to eye with us, which is fine. We're not going to see eye to eye. But just because you don't see eye to eye and you think that that you can stop us from being great, then I got news for you. There's a lot of greatness in this area. There's a lot of greatness in our communities. There's a lot of greatness. And we have to unleash that greatness, y'all. We got to quit playing around. We got to unleash that greatness. Because I know that we are destined for success. We just hadn't done it yet. Number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely live in the day. Exactly.
Ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Watching you, I know that you pray for me. Oh, oh, oh.
call. It's 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, definitely check out the show Monday, because Monday we're going to be joined by the mayor of Gastonia, Walker Reed, and he is going to tell us his vision for Gastonia, what he has planned for the communities in the year 2020 and beyond there. So I'm looking forward to that that interview, because he always gives us information that we did, things we didn't know. He always keeps us abreast of what's going on in the community. And I really want to hear a little bit more about that light rail, because I am really excited about that. And I'm glad that he was able to get that kick started. We really need to look at a huge, huge expo in Gastonia. I think there's someone that does like a black business expo in Gastonia, but we need to do something really big in Gastonia with a expo and network a little bit, because there's so many people doing great things in Gastonia, I can't keep up with everybody. And people tell me things all the time. Just like Minister Tebreeze here just reminded me of the Ridgeview Charter School, which is totally black owned in Gastonia, that just started. They're going to start this year, I think. And we need to have them on the show so they can talk about the things that they had to go through and what they see their charter school is going to do for the communities in the area. I think it's a great thing, and we need to support it, which is something we have problems with, supporting one another. Also, next week, guys, I'm gonna have my wife on the show with me, so we're gonna see how that goes. We're gonna see if she clams up on y'all. I don't think she will. She'll talk just like I do. So we're gonna see, but she's gonna be on the show with me, and we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about some things, and I'm looking forward to that, because it'll be the very first time out of 5 seasons on the show that she is joining me. So I'm looking forward to that. Number to call, 646-668-8743. And it's okay. It's okay, man. But 646-668-8743. Guys, I did say, and I know I'm running short of time, but I did say that I wanted to talk about education. And I'm going to talk about that real quick. We need to do better, and I'm talking to the Gaston area, the Gaston County area. We need to do better when it comes to our leadership in our schools. That's right, Mr. TV. We need to really sit down and look at the people who are running for school board, the people who are in place in some of the schools, and I'm not saying we need to go against them off the gate. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we need to talk to them. We need to conversate with them. We need to have some sort of rhetoric regularly with them and find out what their vision for our children is within their school. And I'm going to tell you, I don't see that happening. I don't see a lot of parents coming in and saying, "Hey, I just want to know what you feel about the vision for my child and how we're going to attain this success for them." That's a straightforward question, and an educator should be able to pop an answer off just like that. They should be able to give you an answer, because they should have a vision. They should have a vision, and it's got to be more than just a check and a title and status. And then when it comes to choosing our representation of board members, we need to put people in there who is diverse thinking, who is not, does not want to work their agenda all the time. Well, none of the time. The agenda should be always the stakeholders. And the stakeholders are the parents who put their children within these schools. Your stakeholders. Learn your worth. Learn your worth and stop being afraid to voice your opinion the right way. You don't have to hoop and holler, yell and cuss and scream at people. but an intelligent mind and a more intelligent, eloquent tongue will get you a lot further than you can actually imagine. I promise you. Start putting the right people in places of power when it comes to your young people's education. I don't know if we got that right now. Good people, I say. There's people in place, but people that have your back. Those are the things you need to think about when you go to the polls. Heck, I thought about putting my name as a write-in. I should have done a write-in campaign. But, you know, I don't have time for a bunch of silliness. But it definitely is something to think about. Start knowing your worth so your children would know their worth. And a person who knows their worth is really able to make sure that they are not afraid to make the moves necessary to be successful, to make the moves necessary for their young people, for their children to be successful. We got to know our worth. A lot of people will tell you, yeah, I think really highly of myself. You're right, I do. If I don't, who will? Don't feel bad for thinking highly of yourself. But be able to have the resume to back up those feelings. Don't just run around here being arrogant and just don't know what you're talking about. Have the resume. Look, I want to tell you guys that I thank you. I thank you for continuing to support this show, because without you, I would not have a reason and a basis for this platform. I do this for you. I've been doing it since 2009. I need the support, guys. Give me some support. That's all I'm asking. Give me a little support, and we'll be able to work wonders with that. If you don't do anything today, tell someone you love them, because you don't know if you're going to get tomorrow to tell them. We all know tomorrow is not promised. So I tell you guys every day, I love you with the greatest love I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Guys, make sure that you have a safe weekend. Make sure that you do things that will enlighten your mind. Make sure you enlighten the mind of a young person. I don't care if it's open their mind to something new that they have never been exposed to, but make sure that you open their mind to something that will show them nothing but progress. I love you guys, and I tell you, assalamu alaikum, as I do each and every day. That means peace be unto you. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, long. All right, Facebook, I always talk to you guys.